Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, October 17th. You'll be interested to know, today is National Pasta Day. This cheerful holiday traces pasta's global popularity, inviting everyone to twirl, slurp, and share plates of their favorite shapes. Celebrate with a cozy family dinner, a playful pasta tasting, or by trying a new sauce. Buon appetito. Go enjoy and celebrate. So now you know. And now, it's time for the surf report. Friday at Tourmaline. This morning it's looking clean with 2+ feet waves rolling in. Conditions hold steady through the morning, but by noon they shift to choppy as the wind picks up to onshore at 7 miles per hour. Expect the wind to stay onshore through the afternoon, reaching 10 miles per hour later on. Best time to ride is at 8 a.m. with a 5-foot high tide, when the southwest swell is 1 feet at 17 seconds, and the offshore wind is 3 mile per hour. The first high tide on Friday will be 5 feet just before 8 a.m., followed by a 1.5-foot low tide at 1:45. The nearshore buoy at Mission Bay West reads 65 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions start off clean with 2 to 3 feet on Saturday morning, but choppy conditions develop by noon as winds shift onshore. Sunday brings a steady increase in swell, peaking at 3 to 4 feet with clean conditions early, making it the best day of the period. Monday sees smaller 2 to 3 foot waves with fair conditions as winds pick up slightly. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 59 degrees with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:14 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:57. It looks like we're in for some sunny weather today, with a high near 74 and a light northwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 58 and very light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, Saturday and Sunday will be sunny with highs near 77 and light west winds around 0 to 5 miles per hour, with overnight lows near 59. Patchy fog develops late Sunday night and again overnight into Monday, with mostly sunny days Monday and Tuesday as highs fall to near 75 and then 73, and nights mostly in the upper 50s to around 60. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, California's economy has slipped from the world's fourth largest to the fifth largest, with Japan reclaiming the number 4 spot due to a higher gross domestic product of $4 trillion. California's economy, also at $4 trillion, experienced a 5% increase in the second quarter of 2025. However, Japan's economy grew by 6.5%, allowing it to surpass California. The International Monetary Fund's report places India at $4 trillion and the United Kingdom at $3 trillion, highlighting a significant gap. This shift underscores the competitive nature of the global economy and the impact of currency fluctuations on California's economic standing. Now on to sports. Last night, on Thursday Night Football, the Bengals beat the Steelers in a stunning upset, 33-31. Newly acquired Joe Flacco was 31 for 47, with 342 yards passing, 3 passing touchdowns, and no interceptions. Aaron Rodgers was 23 for 34, with 249 yards passing, 4 passing touchdowns, 2 in interceptions. The Bengals are now 3-4, and the Steelers fall to 4-2. And on Sunday Night Football this week, we got the 3-2 Falcons in San Francisco to face the 4-2 49ers. The 49ers are favored by 2.5, with the over-under set at 47.5. Kickoff is at 8:20 Eastern on NBC. In college football tonight, number 2 Miami is at home against unranked Louisville. Kickoff is at 4 Eastern on ESPN. And Saturday, check out number 20 USC in South Bend, facing the number 13 Fighting Irish. Kickoff is at 4:30 Eastern on NBC. Notre Dame is favored by 9.5, and the over-under is 60.5. Yowza! In local sports, Week 7 of the National Football League season will showcase the debut of a highly anticipated alternate uniform for the Los Angeles Chargers. They will wear their all-gold Charger Power unis against the Indianapolis Colts on Sunday, marking the first time in franchise history that the Chargers will don a gold jersey. This look, revealed in July, aims to channel the energy and progressive nature of the Air Coryell days. On Sunday, we got our 4-2 Chargers at home facing the 5-1 Colts. The Bolts are favored by 1.5, with the over-under set at 48.5. Kickoff is at 1:05 on CBS. In top news, winter is approaching, but how cold will it be? Federal forecasters from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Climate Prediction Center provided their annual winter outlook on October 16th. A warmer-than-average winter is expected across the southern United States, California, and much of the East Coast and Florida. Conversely, colder-than-normal conditions will likely affect the Pacific Northwest and Upper Midwest. Precipitation is anticipated in the Northern Rockies and Great Lakes region, while the southern tier may experience drier-than-average conditions. La Nina conditions are a primary driver of this year's forecast, influencing temperatures and precipitation patterns across the nation. In business news, Meta is set to clinch an almost $30 billion financing deal for its data center site in rural Louisiana, which would mark the largest private capital deal on record, Bloomberg News reported on Thursday. Large-scale cloud service providers, known as hyperscalers, are racing to build artificial intelligence infrastructure, primarily investing in data centers. Meta will share ownership of the Hyperion data center site in Richland Parish, Louisiana, with Blue Owl Capital, retaining only 20%. Morgan Stanley arranged more than $27 billion in debt and about $2.5 billion in equity to finance this project, which is expected to be completed in 2029. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 5% for the week to $109,000. Ethereum is down 5% to just over $3,900. And XRP is down 8% to $2.35. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. scientists have finally corrected a fatal flaw in an unlimited power source, sparking an energy revolution. Researchers in the United Kingdom exploited a weakness in current energy technology to create more electricity. Traditional solar power technology falters during heat waves, losing 10 to 25% of potential electricity. The new method alters photovoltaic cells to store excess heat as chemical energy, which can later be converted into electricity. If widely adopted, these photoelectrochemical solar panels could significantly contribute to sustainable power. This innovative approach showcases that even heat waves could be harnessed to power the green energy revolution. And in entertainment news, Eddie Q hints at Apple's next sports deal, stating, "We do love F1. As Apple reportedly approaches a yearly deal worth $140 million for the United States rights of Formula One, Hugh has been discussing Apple TV and sports streaming. During a recent panel, Hugh criticized the current streaming landscape, suggesting more bundling is needed. He also noted that streaming technology could unlock new opportunities. When discussing Formula One, Q pointed out that the related movie is the highest-grossing sports film of all time. Apple is close to announcing its Formula One streaming package, potentially this weekend at the U.S. Grand Prix in Austin. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and futurist, R. Buckminster Fuller. And he said, "We are called to be architects of the future, not its victims." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.